All right, here we go. No questions.
How did it feel out there today?
It felt good. Felt better today than it did yesterday, that's for sure. Obviously it's a little bit of an adjustment, trying to not only learn a new system, but adjust to, the personnel and try to figure out, how to throw to different guys. But, felt much better today than it did yesterday, that's for sure.
Sam, what's the reason about time for you to feel comfortable with the offense?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that I really have an answer for you. I think it just takes time. It takes reps. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of either of those. So, I've had to learn new offenses in the past. I don't know if I've ever had to learn one, quite this fast or in this much of a hurry. Yesterday kind of got thrown into the fire, everything at once. And I think that's how we're going to have to do it. But, as far as an exact time frame, I'm not really sure.
Did you feel comfortable to play this weekend?
That's the goal, is to progress to that point to where I feel comfortable enough to get out there, and play if I'm needed to. I can't tell you if that's going to be the case or not.
Learning something this fast, like what changes about the process? Do you have to just cut certain things out or speed things up, or how does it change?
Yeah, I mean, everything's just sped up. Obviously, normally when you learn a system, you start with the base things and you kind of build on that. When you talk about the variations of your base plays, you kind of take it step by step. Obviously here, going into week one of the regular season, all those variations are already in. So you don't really have time to take it step by step. You've just got to learn everything at once, and that's how it's got to be.
How much of the playbook, like percentage-wise, do you think you know right now?
I only know what we've put in the past 2 days, or what they've taught me in the past 2 days. As far as what percentage that is in the playbook, I don't know. I'm sure it's a very small percentage, but I can tell you with what we've done in the past few days, I feel pretty good with those.
Is there some carryover from Shermer and the past couple of teams that you've dealt with him?
Yeah. I think, conceptually, there is some carryover. There's some plays that we run that are, the same, if not the exact same, but very similar to things that I've done in the past. Obviously, the big part is, the communication, the line calls, the way we call plays in the huddle, the language, it's all different. And so, trying to convert it from, what it was in the past to what it's called here, that's kind of the tough part of the process right now.
Does Joe Berger really have any more responsibility then and to take that part of it off of you for now?
Obviously it would help a lot, for him to help with some of the calls if they're, considering that I've probably only learned a few of the protections right now.
Is part of what you got to do out there sandlot football? Just kind of go and say, he looks open, throw it?
I'm not sure if it's quite sandlot football, but, I think it's really just trying to figure out what I'm comfortable with right now. The plays that we've put in, what have I run before, what's, from the past that I feel good with. And then some of the new concepts, it's a little bit of, all right, we're going to trust him and hope he gets open right here.
How long do you think plays when you would be fully up to speed? 2-3 weeks? What's a realistic timetable?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you that. I've been in offenses before where, you pick it up easier than you do others. Hopefully it'll be the case here. But, as far as an exact time frame, I don't know.
Sam, what's the last couple days been like in terms of, are you staying up late, early here in the morning in the film room? Watching film or what?
Yeah, a lot of meetings, a lot of one-on-one walkthroughs in the indoor. Just trying to learn as much as I can in as short a time as possible as I can.
Sam, what have your conversations with Sean Hill been like?
They've been great. Obviously, I think the good news about this situation is me and Sean were together in St. Louis. We had a great relationship in St. Louis. We had a great room there. So, it's been nice having a familiar face in the quarterback room, being able to talk to him. We talked about this play in the meeting room, but how do you really see it? Where do you think the ball goes versus this coverage? And he's been, super helpful. So, it's been great seeing Sean again.
Sam, from your mental point of view, you're coming here with Adrian Peterson and top five defense. Does that help you in terms of you don't have to come here and do a whole lot, I guess, right off the bat?
Yeah. Obviously, it's nice knowing that, we've got the best running back in the game and, one of the best defenses in the game. And, we're probably not going to have to go out there and throw 60 times a game or, put up a lot of points. you still gotta come in, you still gotta put in the time, you know, learn the new offense. You know, and I wanna be as efficient as I possibly can when I step on the field.
Does it help that you played in so many different systems, or it just gets confusing at some point?
No. I mean, I think it does help. Just I've gone through this process before. You know, I understand what it takes to learn an offense. You know, I think, you know, being around, having done it, I'm comfortable now. You know, if I see a play that I'm just not comfortable with speaking up, then, hey, I just don't see that well. You know, I've done it. You know, I've done it worse in the past. I might have tried to force it. Or, you know, speaking up early in the process and letting them know, hey, I'm really comfortable with these few concepts. I've run them in the past, you know. You know, if we could lean on those, it would help me. But I think learning several offenses, you know, I've seen a lot of football. So, yeah, I think there's some carryover from all the systems here, to be honest.
We see quarterbacks work with their wide receivers all offseason, sometimes in the summer, individually. You're sort of learning what these guys, how they run routes and stuff on the fly. Is that a concern, or is that just come from practice where you got to develop that chemistry or timing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not ideal. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, normally you have, you know, an off season, you know, you have a summer, you know, to at least work on some of that timing. But, you know, I just think that means that every rep we get in practice is more important. You know, we've got to be focused. I've got to be focused. We've got to take advantage of, you know, every throw in practice, get throws after practice, and make sure that we're all on the same page.
So how many times have you been in Minnesota before Saturday?
Once. Yeah.
When
so I huh?
When was that?
Oh man. That was a family reunion like when I was probably like 6 or 7 years old. So 20 years ago.
There you go.
Trying to learn a new offense. Tight end become one of your best friends given, you know, he tends to be in your vision down the middle of the field a little bit more.
I hope so. You know, obviously, you know, as a quarterback, I think, you know, one of the first things you do is you try to pick out, you know, the couple guys on each player, the couple guys in the system that, you know, you can get the ball to pretty much, you know, regardless of what the play call is, you know, and just develop chemistry with someone, you know, a couple guys, you know, and you really just got to have someone that you trust. And, you know, I think we're trying to develop that in practice right now. And, yeah, hopefully it'll be there. Yeah, you know, it's been great working with him so far. Obviously, he's a really big target. You know, his catch radius, I've noticed in the past 2 days, you know, is really large. You know, it seems like you can put the ball anywhere around him. He comes down with it. And, you know, he's a guy that I've spent some time with, you know, after practice yesterday, after practice today, just trying to get a feel for him.
Sam, have you talked to Bridgewater at all?
Yeah, I saw him in there today and talked to him briefly. And, you know, I really just wanted to offer, you know, tell him if he wanted to talk about the process and what it's like. I mean, I know what it's like going through, you know, that rehab. You know, I know it's tough. I know there's good days. I know there's bad days. You know, if you had any questions, you know, I wanted to make it known that, you know, I was available and, you know, willing to talk to him about it. And then, you know, I asked him if he could please be here as much as possible to help me out. I would really appreciate that, too.
Time for a couple more with Sam.
What really helped you in your recovery process?
You know, just taking it day by day. You know, I think sometimes, you know, if you look too far ahead or you expect yourself to, you know, immediately, you know, take a jump and get better, I think sometimes it can get frustrating because it's a long process and it takes time. And, you know, it seems like every now and then you take 2 steps forward, but then you take a step back, you know, and you've just got to be patient. And I think, you know, just taking it one day at a time is something that really kind of helped me through that process.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Thank you, guys.